Matthew Flinders' Cat, written by Bryce Courtney and read by Humphrey Bauer. The boy stood watching, then asked, "Why'd they make a statue of a cat?" Billy sighed. It wasn't going to be easy to get rid of the brat. "Trim was a very famous cat in history." He pointed to the large bronze figure on a granite plinth that stood 4 or 5 metres in front of Trim and helped to conceal Billy's bench from the street. "He belonged to that man, Matthew Flinders, a famous navigator and explorer." The boy looked up at the statue and cast a doubtful look at Billy. "Cats don't get famous, only people." "Well, as a matter of fact, you're wrong. This one did." "That's bull. Explorers don't take cats with them. Dogs, maybe, for hunting." It was an unexpected reply, and told Billy the boy was intelligent and thought he was being patronised. "He was a seagoing cat." Billy looked about him as if trying to decide the easiest way to escape. "Look here, boy. I have to be going now." The kid ignored him. Pointing at the statue of Flinders again, he said, "You just said he was an explorer." "Well, yes, a navigator and an explorer. He took his cat with him when he went exploring the Australian coastline."
"You mean the cat stayed on the ship?"
"Not always, but you're right. Trim was a ship's cat. The most famous ship's cat that ever was."
The boy looked up at Billy.
"How come you don't talk like Nodero?"
Billy sighed.
"I'm a derelict by choice. As for my grammar, it was my misfortune to be born into the wrong family."